So tell everybody about what you do, Herb, and all that stuff.
Sure. I live in Seattle, where I'm the consumer reporter for a local radio station here, and I also write columns. I cover the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. As you will point out on the show, you always are nice enough to do that. I have a website, consumerman.com, where all of my stories live, and my goal is to just help people be smarter consumers and save money and avoid the scams.
Yeah, okay, and that's what we want to do for everybody. Herb, hang on, okay?
You got it, Nick.
Got lots of news stories to talk about consumer-related. If you have issues or concerns or questions, 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text, 312-981-7200. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue, where we see lines of cars doing U-turns because the bridge is closed. So that's been a little interesting to watch here on this Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies. All the regular Friday features are coming up. We're going to be talking about candy as well. But right now, our good friend Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's an Emmy Award-winning reporter. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and you can check out his website, consumerman.com. If you have any concerns or questions that are consumer-related, 312-981-7200. Herb, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk about how people can save money at the gas pump. Gas prices are going up. And
every time I go by the gas station, they're going up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But there's this piece that you put together about how you can not just save money, but if the way you drive, the habits that you have can be altered, where you can actually save money and deal with the rising gas prices.
Sure. Let me just start out with the pain at the pump. I just looked online a second ago, the AAA fuel gauge. So the national average right now in the country for regular is 290. In your state, in Illinois, it's 298. You were 278 a month ago and 238 a year ago.
Wow.
And so you've gone up dramatically in the last year, and things are going to continue to go up, it's assumed, for the near future because of the turmoil in the Middle East and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And the story I did was based on a survey done by Gas Buddy. I'm sure a lot of people know about the app that lets you know where you find the best gas prices. And they wanted to see what kind of things people were doing that were costing them money, the silly things we do that keep us from saving money at the pump. And they figured out that drivers typically overpay by at least 20 cents a gallon because of, and this is a quote, laziness and procrastination. Motorists don't get out of their comfort zone. They don't shop around for the lowest price. And if you did, they estimate you could possibly save hundreds of dollars a year. So here are the three takeaways that they found from the survey, and then we can talk about things that people can do to save money.
Sure.
Here's number one, bad habits. Nearly 80% of the people responding said they regularly fill up at one gas station. We get into patterns, and 38% say they use that station because it's convenient, not because it has the best price. Clearly, you're not going to save money if you just pull into a station because it's a habit or convenience. Number two, choosing an easy route. Respondents said that the location is the main reason they choose a station, not price, and 16% said their decision was based on how easy it is to get in and out of that gas station.
Wow.
Number three was running on empty, and I know we've all done this. Few people, 19%, fill up when they see a station with a good price. Most people, 65%, wait until they have a quarter of a tank or less left or the gas light is on. Then you're forced into a situation where you have to pull into any gas station, basically, and pay whatever price they're asking because you haven't planned ahead and gotten a situation where you can save some money and fill up at a cheaper station.
You know, Herb, when I was driving, I was guilty of all three of those things. And I did. I never got gas until I needed it. I would always wait. You know, I would always wait.
You're an empty guy, huh?
Absolutely. I was on the fumes, man. And I was that was just dumb. But, I mean, if you think about it, those are bad habits, but they're easily fixable.
Correct. And by the way, their research found that shopping for the lowest price in major metro areas, and they included in this Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, they said could result in saving $60 a month per more. So this is something, and that's, you know, now, as gas prices go up, you'll save even more if you shop around for the lowest
price. That's a significant amount of money, Herb.
It is.
I mean, $60 or more a month, I mean, that's a nice chunk of change that you could save.
Yeah, that's what some people spend at Starbucks every day.
On three coffees.
Right.
How far away are you from the Starbucks?
There's like, where I live, there's like, there's one shopping center, there's two. Sometimes there are two on a block. It's unbelievable.
You know, I got to tell you, but you're at the place where it all began. But you know, what's funny is if you walk out of where I'm sitting right now, you can walk down the street and on this side of Michigan Avenue, walk into a Starbucks and look out across the street at another Starbucks.
Yeah,
right on Michigan, Avenue. There's one almost directly across the street from where I'm sitting right now, and there's one on this side of the street about three buildings down.
Because they basically find that if the buildup is too long and wait, they can't service the customers. There's so many, they just build another one down the street or around the corner or something.
It's crazy.
That's really amazing.
Okay, now that we've got the bad habits, let's take a break, Herb.
Sure.
And then give everybody some advice about how they can save money at the gas and drive smart.
Okay, we'll do that after the break?
You got it, buddy, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Herb Weisbaum, everybody. He's the best. If you have any consumer-related questions or comments or concerns, 312-981-7200, talk and text. Go to consumerman.com, and Herb Weisbaum will talk to us more about what's going on with the gas prices after we break for news. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Good morning. It's Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features, Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up a little bit later. We're going to talk about some popular candy. And right now, though, we're talking with Herb Weisbaum. Herb is an Emmy Award-winning reporter. He covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. And you can check out all of his stories at consumerman.com. And if you have any concerns or questions consumer-related, we would like to help you out. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. And let's welcome Herb back. Welcome back, Herb.
Sitting here with my engine and idle.
Okay. Wasting gas. It was since that we were talking before the break. You know, obviously gas prices are going up. Everybody knows that. And there are bad habits that people have. We talked about those bad habits, but there are ways to change that and actually, you know, save some money as these gas prices are going up. So let's continue talking about that, Herb.
Sure. And by the way, we're at the highest point in 3 years now, just to put it into context a little bit, and AAA expects it to continue going up at least through Memorial Day weekend and then maybe after that. So this is really important stuff.
Yeah.
Here are some ideas. First of all, as I'm sure you know, some gas stations have a sizable discount. If you pay with cash, it's typically 10 cents a gallon, so that's one way to reduce the price you pay. Gasoline credit cards, they typically offer a discount. Some I found as high as 6 cents a gallon on every single purchase, and they also have in many cases significant sign-up bonuses, such as you'll get if you buy an airline card or something like that. The Shell Drive for 5 credit card, you get 25 cents every gallon of Shell fuel for the first 2 months, and then after that, it's 5 cents per gallon discount, and that's a top-rated card by lowcards.com, one of the websites that rates cards, so that's a great way to do it. Supermarkets have loyalty programs where I live. One of the big ones is Safeway. The Kroger stores also have them. I've actually had fill-ups where I've saved $1 per gallon on every single gallon I
pump.
Fabulous way to save money at the gas pump. Some major gasoline companies, by the way, also have their own loyalty program. BP Drive Rewards, 10 cents per gallon for every $100 spent. Shell Rewards, a discount on every single fill-up, and you can earn an additional 5 to 10 cents on every $50 spent on certain purchases. And then the wholesale clubs are a great place to buy gasoline. Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale, they have some of the lowest gasoline prices around. And Gas Buddy says even if there's a membership fee, that can quickly pay for itself if you always use that station on a regular basis because the gasoline is so much cheaper. So those are some ways to save. And then, of course, as you mentioned before, the way you drive. That has a huge, huge impact on your fuel economy, according to the folks at Consumer Reports Autos that I spoke to. If you go too fast, those jackrabbit starts really cause significant fuel loss. Other things, such as if you have stuff on the top of your car, a roof rack that you don't need on there, if you're carrying stuff on there, that totally destroys the aerodynamic lines of your vehicle. That's greatly going to reduce your fuel economy. Other things, people keep stuff in the trunk. You go to the store, you know, and you got the mulch bark and the dog, the kitty litter and all that, and you don't take it out for a week. That's adding weight to your car, and it's going to reduce your fuel economy. And then the one thing they noticed, and I know everybody likes to speed these days, but speeding up from 55 to 75 miles an hour, they said, is like moving from a compact to a large SUV. You are really going to start cutting down the miles per gallon. Fuel economy, they found, dropped 4 to 8 miles a gallon when you move from 55 to 65 miles an hour, and another 5 to 7 miles per gallon when you move from 65 to 75 miles a gallon. So the faster you drive, the more fuel your car is going to waste. And the final tip, and I say this all the time because some people don't realize it, there is no reason in the world to put premium gasoline in your vehicle if it doesn't need it. If the owner's manual, where you open the fuel and it says premium fuel recommended, your car can run just fine on regular gasoline. The folks at the Consumer Reports say absolutely fine. You're not going to hurt your engine. If the manufacturer says premium fuel required, then you need to use premium fuel if it says required. But if it's only recommended, try to use the regular fuel and see what happens. You'll probably be just fine.
Wow. Okay. You know, a lot of people, you know, when they see that premium fuel recommended, it's good to know that you don't have to do that. I think a lot of people just assume that since it's written down that they're supposed to put premium in the car.
Right, and again, it's the recommended versus required.
Right,
is the big difference between those two. And you know, I mean, it just a lot of people. That's just like pouring money down the drain every single time. You know, you do that kind of thing because you really don't have to.
We got some texts coming in, Herb. 336 area code texts in. I rarely let my gas tank get below 3/4 full. It costs me more when prices drop, but takes the sting out of the price spike. Driving an SUV has made me more aware. So,
well, yeah, I don't think you have to worry about fuel prices dropping right now.
Yeah.
So the later you fill up, the more likely you are to pay more for the gasoline, because I don't think it's gone down for any time in the near future. I'll tell you
no,
that.
No, but, yeah.
You
know, that's what everybody.
And again, if you're looking for the prices as opposed to just panicking, then I think that's a really good thing to keep in mind. By the way, I was just while you were reading that, I was just looking on the AAA gas prices thing, and just to give you an idea, going from regular to premium, the national average right now means how much you're wasting. So it's, as we said, $2.91 now, the current average across the country for regular, $2.91. For premium, it's $3.43.
Wow.
That's a big difference, especially when you don't need it.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. And that article is available at consumerman.com if you want to check it out.
Yes, and also I have a links at the bottom of that article, about 7 links on different websites that will help you find the best card for you, depending on your situation. They look at and analyze some of these gas reward cards, so you can go there as well on the website.
Great. And you know, while we're talking about the website, consumerman.com, tell everybody about the free newsletter.
Oh, sure. If you sign up to the website, you'll probably get a pop-up, or it's in the top right-hand side of the website. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. All I need is your name and email address. I'll send off my NBC articles and some of the ones I also do here in Seattle. Keep you up to date on consumer news and what you need to do to be smart. And I don't sell, share, rent, or anything. The email list, it's between you and I.
Okay. And everybody should check that out. Subscribe. It's free. And go to consumerman.com for that. Tom,
I also put Nick's podcast on there every month.
Oh, there you go. You can also, so if you missed
it. The highly rated Nick's podcast.
Highly rated podcast. You can check it out there as well.
Yep.
Another text came in from Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was wondering if there is a credit card Herb would recommend to build my credit score that still offers some rewards. My credit's not horrible, but it could use some help. I was able to get a home loan about 18 months ago, and I may need to get a car loan in about a year.
Okay, two things. First of all, you should only be getting a rewards card if you pay the balance off in full every single month. If you are not paying the balance off in full, the interest you're going to pay on a rewards card, which is higher than traditional cards, is more than going to eat up any rewards you're going to get from that card. So don't even consider it, Tom, unless you are paying off the balance in full every single month. Then that's it. It does not matter which credit card you get. A rewards card or a regular card is not going to make any difference on your credit score. The credit score is based on a number of factors, such as paying your bill on time, how much credit you have versus how much credit you're using. The goal is to use less than 30% of your credit limit. So if you have a card with a $10,000 limit on it, you try not to use ever more than $3,000 on that card. And also the mix of credit you have. Do you have a credit card? Do you have a loan? Do you have a mortgage? Car payments, that kind of thing. Those are some of the major factors that go into producing your credit score. Whether you have a rewards card or a regular card doesn't matter. If you qualify for a rewards card and you get paid a little bit for shopping every time, go to one of these two websites, lowcards.com, or nerdwallet.com, and they look at various cards, and they give you a whole list of the various cards they rate. Some of them actually, there are very few, but some of these rewards cards actually have no, they found one or two that have no annual fee, which is a great way to go. You'll get fewer rewards, but you won't pay any annual fee, but they'll sort it all out for you, and then you can pick the card that's right for you.
All right, there you go. And by the way, this is leading into our next story, so let's take a break, okay, Herb?
You got it.
Because it's we're going to talk about best travel rewards credit cards.
Okay.
All right, Herb, hang on.
My bag is packed. I'm ready to go.
All right, there you go. Hang
Here's
on.
Paul and Mary.
Herb Weissbaum, everybody. Check out consumerman.com. And he joins us once a month. We got a few other things to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk about best travel rewards credit cards right after this on 720 WGN.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking,
yeah.
It's early morn. Taxi's waiting.
DJ Shagrew starting early. good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We played that because we're going to be talking about traveling. First, with a story that Herb put together about travel rewards credit cards. And Herb was just traveling, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as too. Herb, welcome back.
Thank you. DJ Shagrew is good.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best. So,
Peter, Paul, and Mary, leaving on a jet plane.
There you go. You put together this thing, how to find the best travel rewards credit card for you. Tell everybody about this.
Sure. If you travel a lot, it's just like we were talking about before about rewards cards, you know, for gasoline and that kind of thing. You might want to get yourself a travel rewards card. And the benefit of these cards is that there's a lot of benefits. First of all, you can save money on your travel and then get a lot of perks as well. So the website NerdWallet, a financial advice website, analyzed 9 of the most popular travel rewards credit cards based on typical spending patterns. And they found that the average American could save about $227 a year in bonus travel after accounting for the annual fees if they use one of these cards. But they could be significantly more, about $900 during the first year. And that's because of these huge sign-up bonuses on many credit cards that are available right now when you sign up for them. So, for instance, you'll get right now, the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, they have a bonus that's equal to $625.
Wow.
And the Capital One Venture Rewards card equal to $500. And those are two highly rated credit cards. So you can really save a significant amount of money by opening one of these new cards and then using them. You know, you get extra points for the spending and that kind of thing for one of these cards. People really love the cards. The one tip they gave, which I thought was very interesting, is you really should apply for these things if you're planning a big trip or you're planning to use the rewards 5 months before, because you need a couple of months to make, in most cases, $1,000 to $4,000 use of charges to get the bonus. You know, the bonus isn't automatic.
Yeah.
You get the bonus once you spend like $3,000 or $4,000 in a 90-day period. So if you're planning the trip, you don't want to open it just before. You want to open it a couple of months before so you have time to rack up all the points and then book the trip.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Something a lot of people, never thought about that. That was a really good point. Again, as we said before, rewards cards are only for people who pay off their bill every single time, no questions asked. I know you've had credit card trouble in the past, and we've talked about it. I thankfully have the discipline that my wife and I treat a credit card like cash. If you charge it, it's got to be paid for at the end of the month. We put everything on our card. We put United Way contribution. We put our synagogue dues. We put hospital bills. We put our food. We put our gas. Everything. And we wind up getting at least 2 and sometimes more round-trip tickets to Hawaii every single year.
It's amazing.
For the bonuses on our credit card. And then we just got an Alaska credit card. She got one because we're flying Alaska now. They're big here on the West Coast. And we get a companion fare once a year where you pay the taxes on the airfare and the second person can fly just for the taxes and fees. So it's like $100 and something. A really good deal. A lot of the airlines have those kind of perks that go above and beyond just simply the adding up the points. You know, people are spending a fortune, billions of dollars, on checking their bags. These credit cards, if you get them with the airlines, they allow you to check a bag for free, your first bag for free if you're traveling somewhere, which can add up to, you know, for a family of 4, if you're traveling round trip, you know, can save you probably $200 in the luggage fees you don't have to pay. So that's another advantage of getting these cards.
Yeah, wow. Well, it's all great. I mean, the advice here is great, and especially I don't travel at all, so this is not something that I would look into.
Sure.
But for people who do travel quite a bit, you also list here cards that are recommended or websites that recommend what cards you should look for that would be best for you.
Yeah, that's listed with WalletHub has some, LowCards.com has some, NerdWallet has some. The links are all in the story. And, of course, you know, there are also ones for hotels that do the exact same thing as airlines. And a lot of them give you bonuses on your anniversary. You'll probably get an upgraded room. For somebody who travels a lot on business, and I'm sure there are a lot of people listening in Chicago that are traveling on business all the time, or even families where you're taking the whole – I mean, just if you get a credit card and pay, you know, whatever, a $49, even a $99 a year annual fee, and on one trip you take the family of four, and on that round trip you save $200 on baggage fees. I mean, you paid for the car on your first trip.
Yeah, absolutely true. And you can get all that information at consumerman.com. Now, speaking of traveling, Herb, you were just in Portugal.
I was just in Portugal. It was a trip of a lifetime, and I was there for a privacy conference that was being held, and they asked me to come over and MC it because I deal so much with privacy matters.
Sure.
Are you familiar with GDPR?
I am not.
Okay, that's the General Data Protection Regulation, a brand new regulation that's going in place in the European Union next week. And that's what they were. That's what this conference was all talk about. They have a completely different idea of data over in Europe than we do. They believe you own your data, and if somebody wants to get it and share it and use it and whatever market, they have to actually ask you, like, hi, would you like to share, give us your data, and which data would you like us to have or allow us to have? And they actually have to spell it out, and not a 3,000-word document, but something really clear. That's what this GDPR is going to do for people in Europe. And they were just like, you're from America? Like, you're willing to give away everything, all of your data, for a free app? What's the matter with you people? Are you crazy? Because they realize the kinds of things that can be done with this data. So they're completely flipping the whole thing on its head. You actually even have the right to tell a company, we're breaking up, we're not in love anymore, rid of my data. I don't want you to hold it anymore.
Yeah.
Or I want to transfer my data to someone else. It's your data. It's like, you know, it's like you have x-rays taken. In the old days, it was like the doctor's x-rays. No, they're my x-rays. It's my body. They're mine. Give them to me. I'm going to another doctor.
Right.
So that's the way it's going to be in Europe now. And I bet everybody who's listening has gotten something in the recent days, a new set of guidelines, policies from whatever website they use, the Twitter, the Facebook, all these sites. They're sending out their new policies, all these updates.
Right.
And in many cases, that's because they have to be GDPR compliant with what's going on in the EU. They're not going to do what they're doing over here, but at the same time they're rolling out stuff in Europe, they're also rolling stuff out here, just updating them a little bit. But the protections are much, much greater overseas. And will affect a lot of American companies who do business and have, you know, servers and do business overseas as well. Facebook in Europe is going to have to treat data differently in Twitter in Europe than they are going to have to here in the United States.
I mean, I know you went over there for this conference, but did you get to see Portugal at all? Did you have any free time?
I took a little tour. It's a fabulously beautiful city. The architecture reminded me a great deal of when I went to Cuba for my birthday last year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, of course, the architecture, Spanish and Portuguese, except here it's all in fabulous shape. It's an amazing mix of modern and old. The city was, there was an earthquake in 1755. The whole city was leveled. There were three tsunamis that came to the wash. So basically everything's from 1755 on. And all the new buildings, unlike in Seattle where we have many, many of them exactly the same, every single new building is different from every other new building.
Wow.
Everyone has its own style. Absolutely beautiful city. All the streets and the walkways are cobblestone, and they take white cobblestone and dark cobblestone and make patterns in the walkways. So one place I was looking at a monument, there was Magellan's boat in black rocks made into the white cobblestone.
Wow.
Food was great, and the prices were really reasonable. It's a very, very reasonable city for food and everything, and hotel rooms.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like a great
time.
They
like Americans.
That's good. That's always good.
English.
Most of there you go. That's
most folks spoke great. Most folks spoke great English. It was amazing, yes.
Oh, well, that sounds like a fun trip. That's great.
Yeah.
Herb, always a pleasure. You know that. And people can subscribe to your newsletter. It's free. Go to consumerman.com. And you can you cover the consumer beat for NBCnews.com as well.
Thank you, Nick. We'll talk to you in June.
You got it, buddy. Have a good month.
Take care.
Okay, there you go. Herb Weisbaum, everybody. All right. He's our consumer man. All right. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.